professionals are eager to help you in every way possible.
RDI, this is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah Smiles.
Hey, what's going on, stranger? Wow. My husband mentioned you a couple months ago. He says, how's Joe Pussy doing?
Honey, who are you? Oh, just out of the blue?
Yeah, he was just like, how's he doing? Is he still in Florida? I go, actually, I should call him. I haven't talked to him in a long time. How are you?
Good, honey. I moved out of Tampa in February, and I live in Costa Rica now.
You're joking.
No, I'm serious.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah, well, that's where my wife's from, you know?
Yeah.
So once I turned 66 this February, and I had 20 years of managing the car dealer, you know, the Maserati store,
mm-hmm.
I says, you know what, it's time to, like, take a break, you know?
Yeah.
So,
how do you like
so
it?
Well, I've been coming back and forth because I don't have my residency yet, which I hope to get by the end of the year.
Okay.
But it's a whole different world.
Yeah.
It's a whole different world because Tampa just exploded over the last 5 years with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Tampa area alone now has 3.5 million people.
Wow.
Just in the immediate metro Tampa area, 3.5 million.
Oh, my gosh.
So everybody came down after COVID when they sold their houses here.
Right.
They made a bunch of money, and they went and paid all the money for the houses in Florida. Now you can't afford a house.
Oh, man. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, that sucks. But anyhow, thank God everything is so well. And you and everything's fine?
Yeah, everything's good. Yeah, doing well. I have 2 granddaughters now, so, yeah, we're doing good.
Oh, I wonder how spoiled they are, huh?
Oh, you're one's a newborn, so she's, you know, she was just born. The other one's 2.5, but they're great, yeah. A lot of fun.
I know. I would think so.
Yeah. So what have you been doing? What do you do in Costa Rica?
Well, I still work for Maserati Tampa.
Okay.
I work on the phone. You know, I sold like 4,000 people over 20 years.
Yeah.
So people still call me. So I navigate deals, you know. I make the deals on the phone and they pay me to answer the phone to be like a service type concierge, you know. So and then I just eat natural food and I don't have any stress, you know, that the people have here, right?
Right. That's good.
Yeah,
I'm sure your wife is happy to be back to her home, huh?
My wife's happy. She's got a little restaurant.
Oh, how cute.
So she that's her like serenity, you know,
yeah.
Her little restaurant.
Yeah.
And I just kind of like, you know, get up in the morning and I thank God for another day. And, you know, I thank them when it's over, you know?
Yeah. Aww.
We kind of live in an ugly world, Sarah, you know?
I know, we do. That's for
sure. Too much wars, too much hatred, too much politics, too much. Everybody's got to make more and more and more, so...
You're right.
But I'm so happy that I got you because my nephew is looking for a diamond.
Okay.
And I'm on the website, but I'm not having any luck finding anything, and I can't see how y'all don't have an emerald cut somewhere between 1 and 2 carats.
Yeah, why? It doesn't come up for you?
No, zero, and I'm in the site.
What? That's weird.
That's what I thought. So I got emerald cup between 130 and 250. But you know I'm a little fussy. You know,
yeah.
D to G color, SI1 or better.
Yeah.
With faint or no fluorescence, and I got nothing.
No, I have. Okay, so tell me, is there a budget in mind so I can narrow it down?
Never bought a diamond before.
No, my nephew's here with me.
Okay, where
so,
in Florida?
No, I'm in Rochester.
Oh, why didn't you come see us?
because I wanted to do this first.
Okay,
and if you had it, we just come down and buy it.
Well, yeah, of course. I have carrot and a half. So, for instance, okay, let's start off with a carrot 51. It's priced really well. It's a GVS1, GIA. Excellent polish, excellent symmetry, faint fluorescence. That one is $71.73 for the stone.
7 grand for the stone, carat and a half?
Carat 51, yep, $71.73. Yeah. But that's the least expensive with a nice quality.
Well, so it's VS1.
G color.
The make is G. What's the make?
Yeah, excellent polish, excellent symmetry, very nice stone. A 1:3:6 ratio.
Okay, so you know how I am, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
I know how you are.
So that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go a step above.
Above that, so you want to go GVV?
Yes. Well, let's try to get a carat and 3/4.
I'll go bigger.
And go bigger. Yeah, carat and 3/4 to maybe 2 carats.
All right. Well, carat and 3/4 in-house I don't have available. I have out on memo. In-house on a 2-carat, if you want to go, like, just to give you an idea of a price and all, if we go, there's a few ways we can do this. Well, let me throw a number. So a 2-carat IVS1 GIA.
Yeah, go ahead. We got to go higher color than that.
All right. Well, if you go 2-carat, you want an FVS2, but you're at 20,000. I don't know that he
wants. No, you don't want to spend that much.
Okay, I didn't think so.
So tell me the one that's out, carat and 3/4.
All right, 1 second. So there's a 181 that is a GVS2 GIA. That is VG for your polish, excellent for your symmetry, no fluorescence. That one is $11,358.
And it's 181?
It's a 181, yeah.
Okay.
You
have that in-house?
No, that's out. The 1 3/4 are busy. They're all out. How long are you in town for?
I leave tomorrow morning.
What? Why didn't you give me a notice? I could have had stuff ready for you.
No, I understand that, but I only got in Monday afternoon.
Yeah, today's Friday.
I know that. I know, but I had a couple. I had doctor's appointments that I went to, and then I flew all night when I left Costa Rica on Sunday night. So Monday and Tuesday were a wash, and I only left Wednesday and Thursday, and then I'm here today.
Got you. Okay.
When do you go back? When do you
I need the ring mounted, ready to go by November 14th.
Okay. Okay, so his time frame is November 14th.
So
I don't come back until November 27th.
Okay. So what is, like, his budget, so I can find you the best option? Like, where does he want to be price-wise? Does he have an idea?
Like 10 grand-ish.
Okay, so in that 170 range. Okay.
That 181 sounds like a nice stone, but it's out, you said, right?
It's out. I mean, I can see if I can get it back for you, but it just went out 2 days ago.
Okay. What do you get? How long do you give him?
Well, every customer is different, so I should probably know by Tuesday, I would think.
Okay.
I mean,
I have no idea.
Yeah, I have an employee here named Garrett. He's asking me, yeah. Why, you know Garrett?
So that's my cousin's best friend.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, but Joe, you got to be careful because these are your prices.
No, I understand that.
Okay.
I'm not making any money on him. That's why I'm...
No, I'm saying he can't share, like, with his cousin.
No,
you know, it'll be a big fiasco.
I know.
I'm Mr. Shields there. I tell nobody about nothing from a guy on the street.
No.
No.
All right, good. Okay.
In And Sarah, he's just going to give you, you just give him the cert and he's going to give you the cash and that'll be that. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know if you have mountings there. I don't know if you have mountings.
What kind
mountings,
of mounting is he looking for? But you usually do Vic anyhow, don't you?
Yeah, but Vic's greedy lately, you know.
Is he? Okay.
He doesn't do much business over there.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Hmm. He doesn't do much business, so he's got to capitalize on a little bit he does, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He's getting older, too, you know. He's in his 60s, right?
Yeah. Well, he's got a son there.
I know, but Johnny doesn't do a whole lot.
Oh, he doesn't?
Think.
Oh, I have no idea. I haven't talked to him.
Well, the last time I was there, which was before COVID, Johnny wasn't doing anything then. He was into some collectibles, but
right.
I don't think he was, you know, pretty much, you know, focusing on taking over his dad's business because his dad's still there, right? And what does Vic do? What does Vic and Julie do if they leave there?
I have no idea.
they can't go to Lebanon.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I don't know.
Right?
Yeah,
They can't go to Lebanon, so. All right, so let's talk about.
So let's talk a minute, because this 2-carat I have, I think you should come show him, the IVS one, because it's $12,350. It's a beautiful stone.
Yeah.
And it's a great price. I mean, I think bring him in and show him some options that I have here.
Well, I understand it, but he needs it by the 14th.
Yeah, so, you got to come today.
I understand, honey, but I can send him if the stone's back on Tuesday or Wednesday.
She said she had that stone there.
No, I have
the 2-carat here that's $12,350. You put less into the mounting and you put more into the diamond and you get a 2-carat.
Right. He still needs a pretty nice size mounting for a 2-carat stone, right?
Well, nowadays it's more of a delicate look, to be honest.
Well, he wants white gold or platinum. He wants to be like 15 grand all in.
Okay.
So if he spent 12 on the stone, he's got 3 for the mounting. You see what I mean? So I don't know how much of a mounting he's going to get for 3
grand.
Why,
you don't have time to come in? It's easier if you're here so we can show you what we have.
I might be able to come in this afternoon, yeah. I got a couple things to do, but I might be free around 2, 3 o'clock.
You know, because I could have even my nephew Sam is here. He can, because he knows all the mountings and everything.
Yeah. So tell me about the 2-carat. So it faces up nice, is what you're telling me.
Oh, yeah, gorgeous. Yeah, that's the way. If it was me and you were to say between 180 GVS and a 2-carat, I'm going 2-carat.
Okay.
That's me.
All right. That's you. And that stone's there.
And that's the stone that's here.
Okay.
Let me put your name on it so we don't lose it. Give me a second. All right, let me put your name on it.
Huh? No, I do. I just, what do you think? You want it to be 15 all in?
Yeah,
I'd
like to be.
Okay. Honey, let me call you back in about 10 minutes. I want to sit and talk to him, okay?
All right, yeah, call me back. Yep.
And believe me, this conversation stays right here, and that's the end of it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
All right, talk to you in a few.
Right,
all right, bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.